Amen. Praise God. So glad all of you were able to manage the frigid weather out there to make it here. And for those of you that are watching online, like, hey, like I get it. Like, it's not ideal out there this morning. It's okay. Praise God for the opportunity to be able to worship Him wherever we might happen to be. And we look forward to the opportunity to dive into His Word here today. Today we're going to continue on in our series on disciples and what it looks like to be a disciple and how to walk as disciples. And so starting last week, we got into to talking about how disciples share with spiritual infants. And we're gonna kind of follow up on that a little bit today. Today we look at how it is that we as disciples and disciple makers can connect with those that are spiritual children. For those of you who have been around kids at all, you know that one of their favorite questions is why? Why? I was going to show a video this morning, but I'm sure I don't need to, because you already have a video in your own mind of a little girl who her mom just kind of recorded her throughout a day. And every time her mom said something to her, like, okay, you know, like they were at the park, okay, it's time to go now. Why? Well, we have to leave to go to our next thing. Why? You know, well, it's time to eat. I need you to eat your green beans. Why? Right? And that question just keeps coming up and up and up. And sometimes that can seem maddening, right? Sometimes you just want to look at the kid and just say, because I said so. Why? Right? Like, yeah. However, that question why is actually really important for followers of Jesus to ask. And for people who have been walking with the Lord for any time whatsoever, when you get around someone who is brand new to the faith and brand new to the Bible and brand new to really having an understanding of who God is and what He's doing in our lives, like those individuals are going to ask a lot of questions. And sometimes you might just look at them like would you just stop? Like I can't handle, I don't know, okay? I don't know, just because I said so. Because I said so. But the truth is that it's important for us as disciples and as disciple makers to help those that are like spiritual children, right? They've accepted a relationship with Jesus Christ. They have walked into that new life, but they have a lot of questions. And we want to make sure that as a church and as a body of disciples, that we are equipped and ready to be able to help handle those questions, to help people process those questions and help point them in the right direction to where they can truly find their answers. So today we're going to talk about what that would look like to help others and maybe even ourselves to figure out, like, where do we go with our questions? And how do we process those in a way that is healthy and beneficial and leads us in the way where we want to be? In just a moment, I'm going to run through a list of questions throughout the Gospel of Luke. But before we get there, I want to just pause for a moment of prayer. So if you would, please pray with me. God, we do thank you so much for your presence here among us right now. We thank you, God, for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for the way that you are speaking in our midst even now. Amen. Lord, I ask that the words of my mouth would be yours and yours alone. God, that your holy message would be proclaimed in this place. God, that you would not only speak to this congregation that is before me, but Lord, that you would speak into my life as well. Lord, that as we are all hearing from you, Lord, I pray that you would challenge us and lead us and convict us and direct us right where you would have us to be, Father. Help us to say yes to you, however it is that you might be guiding us today. in order that you might be glorified through it all. Yes. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 What I want to do is I want to show you some of the questions that Jesus had to, or let me say it this way, some of the questions that people around Jesus asked just throughout the book of Luke. And so what we're going to do here is, and all these will be up on the screen for you. I'm going to move through them rather quickly. And so if you have the Gospel of Luke open there, you might be able to keep up, but there's a lot of them here. And so we're gonna move through pretty quick here. So the first question that that Jesus receives in the Gospel of Luke, anyway, is in chapter 5, verse 21. And there are people who ask, Who can forgive sins, right? Jesus is actually said to somebody that their sins were forgiven. Well, who can forgive sins? Verse 31 of chapter 5 says, why do you eat with sinners? Chapter 6, verse 2, why do you heal on the Sabbath? Chapter 7, verse 19, are you the one? Remember, John the Baptist sent his disciples over to ask him, are you the guy? Are you the dude? Are you the Messiah, right? Verse 49, that same chapter, again, who forgives sins? Chapter 8, verse 9, what does this parable mean? Verse 25 in that same chapter, who is this? Who is this? Talking about Jesus, who is this? Do you want us to call down fire from heaven? There's a good question for a disciple to ask. It's very important to know when to do that and when not to, right? What must I do to inherit eternal life? And who is my neighbor, after all? Right? Lord, don't you care? Is this for everyone? Or just for us? See, this is, you know, it's a disciple who said that right there. They're getting real, real selfish about this. Is this for us or for everyone, right? Where, Lord? We would do well to ask that question more often. Chapter 18, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Who can be saved? In verse or chapter 20, he goes on, another question there is, who gave you this authority? Is it right to pay taxes? Whose wife will she be? We don't ask that a whole lot these days, but if you are asking that question, please ask somebody who's walking with Jesus, all right? Like, that would be good to process with the church there, but... when will all this happen? And what will be the sign? Where do you want us to prepare the Passover? Who hit you? You remember when Jesus was arrested, he was before the Sanhedrin, and they began to abuse him. They would hit him. They were all hitting him, and they asked him to prophesy. Who hit you? Are you the Son of God? And then even when he was on the cross, he was asked, aren't you the Messiah? See, questions are not a new thing for Jesus. Jesus is used to hearing a lot of questions. In fact, I think there are some times where Jesus is actually encouraging questions. Like, sometimes I think Jesus puts people in some really awkward situations, and he asks them some questions just to get them to come talking back to him, just so that they can acknowledge, like, I don't really know what you mean by that, right? Questions are so important for us to wrestle with. And there are some really big questions that we have to wrestle to the ground. And many times those who are new in faith, those who have just begun this walk with Jesus, like they have some really important questions that we as believers need to be able to help them process. Questions like, how do you know that God is real? I know that I prayed this prayer, and I know that my life, the way that it was, is not the way that I want it to be, but as I'm living my life, so there are things all around that just, it makes me wonder, like there's so many bad things that are happening. How can I know that God is actually real in the midst of all this? How can I How can I know that he does actually exist and he is actually with me in all that I go through? There's questions like, do I have value? What is my value to this world? What is, how important am I to God? How important am I to the church? How important am I to people that I worship with? How important am I to my family? Like, what value do I have? What value do I have? And inevitably, a lot of these questions, and I would even say maybe even all these questions, lead us to one that we all wrestle with, and that is, why am I here? Like, what is my purpose? Why are any of us here? Why are we here in this, a part of this worship service even now? Why are we here on this earth? Why are we in the family that we're in? Why are we at the job that we have? Why are we in the midst of the circumstances that we find ourselves? Why are we here? Like, what is our purpose? And so what I want us to think through and to begin to imagine is how it is that we can help spiritual children find answers to some of these very, very important questions that are being asked. And what I want to say, first of all, is that I think it is absolutely critical that we as a church be a place that is open to having people ask some questions. Right? So I feel like there has been, maybe like with the Big C church in general, I don't want to speak specifically just for this congregation, but with the church in general, it seems like there's this stigma that if I'm asking questions, then that means that I have doubts. And I have doubts. If I have doubts, then that might mean that people think that I don't actually believe. And so I can't ask my questions because I don't want people to think that I doubt, because I don't want them to think that I don't love Jesus. And so instead of asking the questions, we just hide all of our questions and pretend like we know all the answers. When the truth of the matter is, none of us have all the answers.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And I think there's actually some benefit to acknowledging the fact that we don't have all the answers. And I think that we as a church need to be encouraging the people that are around us, people that we are either discipling or just connected to, either, you know, in family or as a friend or whatever there. I think it's important that we acknowledge to people that it's important to ask your questions. In fact, I would even go so far as to say, and this is, I'll be honest with you, this is something I'm still kind of working out. And so if you don't necessarily agree with this, come back and talk to me about it, because I'm still kind of working on this a little bit myself. But I actually think that asking questions, and even questions of doubt, like, for example, maybe there is a Bible story that you read, and when you read it, you're like, did that really happen? Did that really happen? I am venturing out on a limb far enough to say that I think it actually requires an additional measure of faith. To ask the question, wonder, is that actually true, and still walk with Jesus? Do you see what I'm saying there? Like, just because I have a question, and again, it might be about a Bible story, it might be about a circumstance in your life of, is God really, you know, involved in this? Does God really care about this? Whatever. Like, whatever the question is, like, sometimes we ask the question, and there's a doubt that goes with that of, well, I don't really know if I know what I believe about this. I don't really know if I know what the Bible says about this. And so I have this measure of doubt, if you will, and what I'm saying is that even in the midst of that doubt, you can walk by faith. In fact, I would go so far as to say you might actually be exercising a level of faith that other people are not in, because you have the doubt and you're still following Jesus anyway. In other words, what you're saying is, I can't see the answer. My mind can't comprehend it. I may not have the knowledge in the Bible to know it, but I'm going to follow Jesus anyway. Do you see the faith that comes even in our doubt? And do you see how the devil could twist that to make you believe that if you have any doubts at all, well, then you're not really a follower of Jesus, right? And I just think that's an unfortunate lie of the enemy that unfortunately we tend to believe too often. Because then what he convinces us of is that we should just never ask our questions and never get our answers and never seek after those answers and just pretend. Because that's what everybody else is doing, right? Yeah. I sure hope we can be the church that can let others know that that's not what everybody else is doing. Amen. That we have our questions, and it's okay to have our questions. And we're going to move forward in our faith, even with our questions, going to the one who is the answer to those questions. So let me just run through real quickly. Let me give you a few things here of how it is that we can help spiritual children find the answers that they're looking for, and then I want to illustrate for you what that can look like, okay? So first of all, we want to make sure that as disciples, making disciples, that we are helping people connect to God. Okay, this is so very important. When people have questions, when those that when people are coming to us with their questions just because they're just not sure where to go or what to do, it is so important that we help connect people to God. We have to understand we are not God. Amen? We are the guides that point people to God. Now, this also means, though, that then we don't have to have all the answers and we don't have to pretend like we do. We just have to have the resources to point people to the answers. We have to have the resources to point people to God and to His Word. Like, we don't have to be the one, like, if somebody comes to us and says, hey, what is my purpose on this earth? Like, even if we don't have the answer, what we have to do is help connect people to God who does. Amen. We also, in order to accomplish this, one of the things that helps so much is helping connect people to God's family, connect people to a spiritual family. And part of that is certainly within a worship service like this. But the truth of the matter is that we're not always able to connect relationally in a worship service like this. We're not always able to really have conversation and dive into some spiritual things. And so one of the things that we want to do as a church is really help people connect to a spiritual family, particularly within like a community group or something along those lines, right? We want to give people environments in which they can process God's word with other people who are trying to process God's word so that they know that they're not in this by themselves, but also so that they learn some techniques for how to connect to God. You see the main goal that we have there, right? Again, the goal is not the groups. The goal is to help people connect to God, and the groups are a great way to help people do that. Thirdly, then, we want to help people connect to their purpose, right? And let me just tell you right now, the world is trying to tell people what their purpose is, right? I would imagine that each and every one of us could probably tell our own story about how before we started walking with Jesus, there were some things that the world told us about how our life was supposed to go and what it is we were supposed to do and all the things that the people we were supposed to be around and all this kind of, the world will try to tell you what your purpose is, but the world did not create you. And only your Creator can tell you your purpose. Only your Creator can tell you why you are here. And so we need to make sure that we aren't that we are getting our sources, that we're getting our information from the right source. As disciple makers, then, our goal is to help people get connected to God so that God can help them get connected to their purpose. We can't show people their purpose. God does that. But as we connect people to God, then people get connected to their purpose. Now, let me just say before I get into to kind of showing you what I mean here, let me just say two other things. One is that we don't want to just help people connect to knowledge about God. Okay? Don't get me wrong, it's good to know the Bible, it's good to know about God, it's good to know the character of God. Like those are good things to know, but that I want to be clear in that is not where we are stopping. It does not do us any good just to raise up people to know about God. What we want to do is we want to raise up people that are connected to God, that have a direct line there, so that it isn't just theoretical, it isn't just, there's this idea of who God is. No. Like, our goal as disciple makers is to help people get connected to God, not just an awareness of who he is or maybe even some Bible verses about him and that kind of stuff. No, we want people to be connected to him, right? It's not just about what we know, but it's about what we be, right? Is that all right? You see what I mean by that? It's not just about the knowledge that we have, it's about who we are. And who we are, for those that have submitted to a life with Jesus Christ and have sought the forgiveness of God through the grace of Jesus, what we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And so the goal is not just to know about the fact that we have a king. The goal is to recognize that by the blood of Jesus Christ and through our submission to him, we've been made children of that king. Like, we get the benefits of that king. We get to be heirs of that king. Amen? And so there's a whole big difference between knowing about the king and living as an heir to the king. Amen? And so our goal then as disciple makers is to help people get connected to God in such a way that they can know that they are children of the Most High God. Also, we want to make sure that we're not just helping people connect to us, right? In fact, let me do this here. Here we go. All right, so imagine with me here that we've got, the yellow cord here, imagine this is the world, all right? And the white cord here, this is people around us that are connected to the world, right? Everything that their knowledge comes from the world, their purpose comes from the world, their significance and even the value they see in themselves all comes from the world. Right? Now, we have over here, that was a close one, wasn't it? We have over here, this yellow cord is God, all right? And he, let me set that down for just, this here, this white cord, this represents us, right? We are already connected to God. We are able to find our purpose in God. We're connected to God directly, but part of what helps solidify that connection is the groups that we're in, the spiritual family that we have. We're connected to God's Word, which helps us stay connected to him, right? We are connected in worship, all these kinds of, we have this connection here already. Yet, even as we talked about last week, we recognize that there are people over here that aren't connected to God. They are still dead in their sins, and they need new life. And so as we talked about last week, one of the most effective ways, and I would even go so far as to say the only effective way, for us to be able to let people know that the world is not the only option there is we need to share our story with others. And as we do that, as we share our story with others, then they become aware of the power that we have access to through God. We begin to share with them about God's word. We begin to share with them about what God has done in our lives. We begin to share with them about some of the truth of God's word that has changed us and molded us, right? We share with them about our connection with the church and how that has had a huge impact in our lives as well. So we share with them the good news that we have in Jesus Christ. As we do that, the goal then is that as people become aware of how God is working has worked in our lives, that we're able to lead them in such a way that they are able to put to death the old way of life. That they are able to recognize that this is not the source of life, They're able to recognize that they can be set free from their sins, that they don't have to be victims of their of sin and death anymore, but that they can actually be made new in Jesus Christ. They can put to death the old ways and be made new in Jesus Christ, right? Now, the issue here is, though, that sometimes people get right here and they really like being right here because they really like you. You're really great people, believe it or not. You really are. And people really like being around you. They like the conversations they have with you. They like the fact that that you're able to share with them about some of the things that God has done in your life. And sometimes people like you so much that they just want to stay right here. When they have questions, they want to go to you and they want you to provide the answers. When they have difficulties, they want to go to you and they want you to help them through that. When they have questions about life, they want to go to you and they want you to tell them how it is that they're going to get through this hard time. But the truth is, you aren't God. You aren't the one who needs to be answering those questions. And as great as it was that you were able to share new life with others, the goal is not for it to stay here. The goal is to get people connected directly to God. And so then what we have to do, and again, this is where my illustration breaks down a little bit because I'm not encouraging you to disconnect from God, so don't go too far with that part of it. But what we have to do is we need to help people see that we are not the goal of connection. That the goal of connection is actually to get in with God Himself directly so that He can provide the answers that they need, so that He can show them the purpose that they have, so that He can do those things, so that they can get connected to Him through His Word, get connected to Him through a community of faith, right? But it's not for those things. Those things are not the goal. People reading their Bible is not the goal. People being in a community group is not the goal. People being in a worship service is not the goal. The goal is to get connected to God through relationship with Jesus. And we, as disciple makers, need to make sure that we are helping people do just that. Now, here's the encouraging part of it all. In some ways, the less we know, the better we are. I mean, think about it. I know that for myself, there are a lot of times where people may come to me with questions and ask, you know, well, you know, what does this mean and what does that mean? And sometimes I am just ridiculous enough to actually answer the questions. And what I'm teaching people is that if you have questions, you come to me and Pastor will work it all out for you. But what we want to teach is that God is able, that He can, you can be directly connected to Him and He can give you the answers that you need. Church, I want to encourage you today. I know that for many, this idea of discipling somebody else seems so difficult, so foreign, so much like, oh, well, that's just for somebody else. There's no way I could do that. And I just want you to know you can do that. You can do that in the same way that God has done that for you. Like because you are already connected to God. You're already seeking Him for answers in your life. You might be smack dab in the middle of seeking purpose, your own purpose, and trying to figure out, like, Lord, what is my value in the midst of this whole world and everything. You might be in the midst of that yourself. How awesome would it be for you to lead other people to the same source you have? Amen. Like, you don't have all the answers to disciple somebody. What you have to have is the knowledge to be able to get someone else connected to God. Amen. Help them get connected to God, even through, whether it's through a community group, through God's Word directly. And as you do, even if you don't have all the answers, you can help people come to know their purpose. You can do this. You can lead others. You can help others connect directly to God. I'm going to go ahead and invite our worship team back up here. And as they come, we're going to sing a few songs here. And I want you to really be aware of some of the questions that you have in your mind right now, okay? I want you to think about, like, maybe some of the questions in your mind right now are the reasons why you can't do this. Well, I would, but I don't know how to lead somebody. I'm new to faith myself. Like, I wouldn't know how to do any of this. And I just want you to recognize, like what do you really, how qualified do you need to be to tell somebody and to help somebody see that they just need to be connected to God? Like, think about that. Like, you don't have to memorize the Bible to be able to do that. You don't have to have everything in your life worked out to be able to do that. There are so many things you don't need. What you do need is simply to recognize that God alone is our source. As disciples who are striving to make disciples, what we need to do is, for those that have questions about the Lord, is help them get connected to the Lord. Each and every one of you in this room can do that. You can do that. My question to you is, what might be holding you back from that? I want you to pray about that. Even as we sing here, I want you to really ask the Lord, like, why am I letting this hold me back? And I just want to encourage you to really just take a step of faith. To dare to pray this prayer. God, would you show me people that I can help connect to you? What an awesome prayer that you could pray today. What an amazing way that you could make an impact in somebody's life. Lord, show me people that I could help connect to you. You can do it. You can do it even today. Won't you let him do it? Stand with me. We're going to sing together. However the Lord is working in your life, I want to encourage you to pray and to seek a yes in your heart for him, even now.